Joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist Randy Bowers. Randy, it looks like we've got another chance for severe weather after the severe weather we had, you know, Thursday. Some high rain and some high wind gusts on Thursday. We could look like we might have more of it today. Is that right?
It looks like it. We're in an active pattern, so we're having the periods of showers and thunderstorms. We'll get a break for most of the day, it looks like. And then once we get into late in the day, the northwest part of Indiana could see some thunderstorms. And then by the time we get to the overnight, those thunderstorms may work their way even further south into central Indiana. And again, there could be some concern for some wind and hail with those storms. Certainly the strongest individual cells would have the potential for some wind and hail with them.
And also, there's a severe weather threat for Saturday too, right?
That's right. It looks like Saturday the cold front continues to work its way southeast, so thunderstorms, even in the morning, there'll be some rain and some thunderstorms around. And with the instability of the afternoon, once we heat up ahead of the cold front, somewhere across central Indiana, it looks like there could be a band of some more intense thunderstorms once again with some hail and damaging winds possible. It's not going to be a widespread severe weather. It's not going to be quite as high end as some of the severe weather events that we've had in the past, but it's a present sort of setup that's present, and so we're going to have to watch that pretty closely to see what the potential brings.
Well, also, you know, of course, you probably know this, big weekend out at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway with Indy 500 qualifying. What's the Speedway area looking like?
Yeah, really the same there. Probably sometime Saturday morning, there'll be some showers and thunderstorms in the area. We're having a little bit of a tough time pinning down when the best chance of rain will be on Saturday. We know we'll probably have a couple periods of rain and thunderstorms, and there'll be some dry periods as well. It looks like in the morning there'll be at least some light to moderate precipitation here and there, and then maybe by afternoon those thunderstorms may develop, and they could be somewhere right around pretty close to the Speedway, or they may be southeast of there. So the exact placement of them is a little bit uncertain at this time frame, but I think the broader message is there'll be showers and thunderstorms all across the area. So they'll be scattered around, and there'll be areas that do receive some heavy rainfall, some lightning, and there'll be some areas that kind of get squeezed in between the storms where they don't see much at all.
You guys have been saying that we could be getting near record heat today with high wind gusts. Is that still the same situation?
It does look like that. It looks like mid to upper 80s. We won't quite get to 90, it looks like, for a high temperature today, but we'll be warmer than we have been the past couple of days. And along with that will come the stronger winds. So it looks like we're in this pattern weather-wise where it'll be breezy this morning, but then by the time we get to afternoon, that's when the winds will peak, and we'll have some wind gusts that could be up around 40 miles per hour.
All right. And then it gets cold, right, after this?
Well, it does cool down some. So by the time we get to Sunday, it looks like temperatures will struggle to get out of the 60s, and they won't quite reach 70. And they will gradually warm back up early next week, so it looks like we'll be back up in the 70s by the time we get to Monday and Tuesday.
All right. Any other threats of maybe of a tornado during this time?
It looks pretty low at this point, but we can't rule it out completely. So it's one of those deals where we're certainly not looking for anything like a tornado outbreak or anything significant. But anytime you get into this time of year with instability in the shear and we're dealing with thunderstorms, we can't completely rule that out. So we'll have to watch it. It's best for everybody to stay weather aware and just sort of keep an eye on the situation through the weekend.
Well, that's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I can't think of anything.
Okay. He's Randy Bowers with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. Randy, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Anytime. Thank you.